Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Girl is banging, she's solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough grade. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeak, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeak, squeaking in the truck bed. Fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the skull in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe little Maybelline, but she don't need it in the kitchen. Like radio slows down, box wine, then a updo goes down. Hey, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy light.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations resuming shortly in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. On their first day, the jurors asked to rehear testimony from two witnesses, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and former Trump national fixer Michael Cohen. Amid a controversy over flags, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he will not step aside from any Supreme Court cases involving January 6th.
After days of calls for him to step aside from all Supreme Court cases stemming from January 6th because of two flags flown outside his homes, Justice Samuel Alito told Congress he will not recuse himself. In a letter to lawmakers, Alito wrote that he was not involved in the decisions to fly either of the flags at issue and that both were raised by his wife Martha Ann, adding, "My wife is fond of flying flags. I am not."
ABC's Terry Moran. The Israeli military says two soldiers were killed in a car ramming attack in the occupied West Bank, where violence has been surging. This is ABC News. A setback for Scott Peterson in his attempt to get a new trial 20 years after being convicted of killing his pregnant wife, Lacey. His legal team asking for new DNA testing on 14 pieces of evidence, but the judge in California allowing the test on just one.
The Los Angeles Innocence Project argued some items could be connected to Lacey's 2002 murder, like a blood-stained mattress in a burned-out van found the morning after Lacey disappeared, and a hammer and glove from a robbery just across the street from the Peterson home. But Judge Hill said the evidence presented wasn't enough to warrant a need to retest, and that some of the items were unavailable.
That's ABC's Kana Whitworth. Law enforcement in Europe launching what they're calling the biggest ever attack on networks that spread ransomware, so-called Operation Endgame, leading to four arrests, the seizure of more than 100 servers and thousands of internet domains. Officials say the networks they disabled inflicted hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. SeaArk, Godfrey, Nautique, Panda, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. Earlier today, we sat down with VFW Post 690's Commander Jason Janicek to discuss the upcoming D-Day anniversary plans.
Like I said, there's just two of us that are affiliated with the Chequamegon Veterans that enjoy doing these historical presentations, and we want to give something back to the community and also pay tribute to the memory of our military service members. And one way we do that is by focusing on some of these significant anniversary events and then tying it in locally. Like, for example, we're talking about, you know, D-Day was the largest seaborne invasion and the largest war that our nation fought in. Very historical, pivotal moment in that war. And so we're talking about the big picture, and then we're also going to weave in stories of local families to let people know that history still touches us all and that we're all affected by it. For example, one of the families that we're talking to is a soldier who had fought through World War II and he ended up dying on D-Day, and we talk about him and his service, but then we also talk about his family back home, what they were going through, because they have their own stories.
Those with stories or seeking more info can email ashlynddday@gmail.com. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers robbed the Cubs. I'm Mike. Clemens with sports. Blake Perkins had quite a night in center field, robbing the Cubs batters of RBIs, like this diving catch caught on Bally Sports.
There's the way he catches it.
Half hits it sharply. Center field, Perkins. And Perkins again! Oh, man! Blake Perkins putting on a show! What a performance in center field tonight!
Went on to win 10-6 over Chicago. Blake Perkins also had a two-run homer in the third and was asked what was he more proud of, the plays in center field or his home run.
That's hard to pick, but I think the catch is, you know, it's a good, like, momentum shift for us. That ball gets over or hits the wall, then we're down, runs that inning. So I think the catch was big, and then I was just trying to follow my teammates, what they did that inning, and was lucky enough to put a ball in play well.
Sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Well, regional champions were crowned all across Wisconsin yesterday in baseball. Solon Springs, Northwoods, and Washburn both winning their contests. Solon Springs beating Shell Lake, and Washburn a winner over Hurley to advance on in Division 5 action. Rib Lake and Athens, they'll play their game today, and that'll be at 4:45. The winner of that will get Edgar. Edgar knocked off Flambeau in their contest yesterday. That's Division 4 baseball. Division 3, Cumberland a winner. They'll advance on with a regional championship. Elk Mound and Mondovi also from the north. Advancing on in Division 2 action, it was Medford. They topped Ashland yesterday 4-3. Took 8 innings. So Medford and Merrill now will play coming up on Tuesday in the sectional semifinals in WIAA Boys Baseball Tournament action. Here's a peek at that Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow. The final day of May tomorrow. Serving up a fish sandwich tomorrow with lettuce and tomato. You got cheesy broccoli soup with that, coleslaw, and fruit. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Price County Senior Dining. Phone number 715-339-2158.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
You're invited to check out your local Take Off Pound Sensibly Club with an open house on June 5th, 2024. Every Wednesday from 4:30 to 5:30, there will be weigh-ins, and from 5 to 6, there will be a meeting at the Park Falls Public Library on the third floor in the boardroom. Contact 715-762-3969 for more information. Once again, there will be an open house on June 5th.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 75 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. A few scattered thunderstorms after midnight, 52. Tomorrow, cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high right around 70. We're back to 74 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Today's outdoor news is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and it's stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says, if you're fishing crappies and you're not catching the big ones, there's a reason why. I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk and I were out fishing for crappies. We went into a back bay. It was very shallow, and we got in there and started throwing some jigs with some 2-inch twister tails on it. We were catching fish, a lot of fish, almost every cast, but they were small. He said, we got to move. We moved all right. We got into some bigger fish, but he said, no, these aren't the ones we're looking for. I know there are bigger ones. We moved again. Now, we finally found those big ones, but we moved 5 times. He says that crappies tend to school by their size structure. So if you're into smaller fish, then you're probably going to be catching smaller fish the entire time you're fishing. If you want bigger fish, you have to move. Well, you might catch one or two big ones in that school of small ones, but if you want to consistently catch the big ones, you have to find the big ones. And that means moving until you find the school that has the size structure that you're looking for. He says sometimes you got to go deeper, sometimes you got to go shallower, but there will be a school of big crappies somewhere in that lake you're fishing. You just need to find them. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I I
station.
This is
98Q Country.
Passing sign, we sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up, and I thought, man, ain't this some shit. Your daddy's gonna kill me, but if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one. Crazy, but there was something.
Offering, it won't be enough, 'cause I got
out there. Still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. Over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes.
With Cody Johnson there. It's 8:28. We'll do some birthdays. We'll talk a little Shawamigan track. So if you got a local birthday or anniversary, give us a call at 715-762-3221. I'll give you a shot to win that free cake tomorrow, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Nice day today. 70s, low 70s, a little breezy out there, but we'll take it. We're going to talk with our Shawamigan track athletes, Robert Chinnebeck, Autumn Mikulski, Coach Patterson. We'll do that coming up after the news in just a moment here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations resuming shortly in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. On their first day, the jurors asked to rehear testimony from two witnesses, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and former Trump national fixer Michael Cohen. Amid a controversy over flags, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he will not step aside from any Supreme Court cases involving January 6th.
After days of calls for him to step aside from all Supreme Court cases stemming from January 6th because of two flags flown outside his homes, Justice Samuel Alito told Congress he will not recuse himself. In a letter to lawmakers, Alito wrote that he was not involved in the decisions to fly either of the flags at issue and that both were raised by his wife Martha Ann, adding, "My wife is fond of flying flags. I am not."
ABC's Terry Moran. The Israeli military says two soldiers were killed in a car ramming attack in the occupied West Bank, where violence has been surging. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption has been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation, behind California. Summer's coming. Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to, with highs in the 90s or hotter. Roop Singh of the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center says heat waves are a silent killer.
We don't see the same images that we see when there's an extreme flooding event or hurricanes, but heat waves are only second to disease epidemics in terms of the lives lost from natural hazards.
Sunday is Heat Action Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Price County VA has moved from the courthouse over to the Normal building. We join Price County Veteran Service Officer Tony Lewick for more information on the move.
It's been good. I mean, the big thing about moving to the Normal building is we work a lot with Health and Human Services. You know, a lot of people don't realize that as a county as a whole, we're, even though I'm federally accredited and a lot of the claims I do is federal, we do a lot of state claims, but we also do a lot with the county. We work hand in hand with Health and Human Services, fuel assistance, things of that nature. So yeah, it's been a good move.
The VA's new office is 104 Ader Street, room 210 in the Phillips Normal building. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers clocked the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a big night for the Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins, with unbelievable catches in center field and making a difference at the plate.
And a home run saving catch in the top of this frame. In the air, left center field, got some carry. Half at the wall, it's gone! Blake Perkins, have a night! Two-run home run for Perkins.
Ryan Anderson, Valley Sports, Wisconsin. Final score, the Brewers 10, the Cubs 6. Perkins and the Crew defense making big plays. Manager Pat Murphy.
One would have been a grand slam. I mean, you're talking 9 runs that you save. Oh, wait a minute. By the way, you made 3 unbelievable catches to save those runs. And, by the way, homer. game to remember.
NFL. At the Packers OTAs, defensive back Jair Alexander says he's determined to be more of a team player.
Just going into year seven, I'm trying not to make as much about myself and, just do what's best for the team.
That's Jair Alexander with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
It's 834. Birthday wishes. Anniversary, actually. Glenn and Joyce, the Sherwinskys, are celebrating an anniversary today. So from your family, Glenn and Joyce, happy anniversary to both of you. You'll be in for the cake drawing on Friday. We'll talk about some of the celebrity birthdays in just a little bit here. Well, we promised you we would talk Shawamigan track. It is state track meet time, and it's a yearly tradition to get Coach Mary in and the state qualifiers who have made it. So Coach Patterson, Hall of Fame Coach Mary Patterson. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having us again.
Thanks for coming in. We always take this opportunity to kind of recap the season. Every season has its story, has its ventures. We were optimistic that we didn't have any snow, so we were going to get a good spring in, and I think generally it turned out pretty good. Wind is, when we talked to Coach Olson yesterday, he said not so much the rain, but the wind this year was something, right?
It was a very windy May. Yeah. Kind of a wet May. Yeah, April, we came in with thought, we're going to hit this. We're going to get out, get good training, speed work, always get down to the track and the facility. And then May kind of turned, a little crappy here and there. We had nice days, but they were isolated days, you know. But it worked out. We got our meets in, and the kids kept improving with every meet for us, both the boys and girls squads. And, we finished the season in a really good standing, and I was proud of all the kids.
Yeah. Well, we have Robert Chenebeck with us and Autumn Mikulski, who qualified for state. We always like to take a moment and talk about those who, really stood out this year for you, maybe, from day one to the end, just really improved. And, a lot of times some of those stories don't end up at state, but still great stories of kids that just really were dedicated and did some great things for the program, right?
Oh, for sure, Joel. We had a tremendous group of seniors, boys, that really gutted it out for us, gave us everything they had, went in any event that we asked them to go in, along with underclassmen as well. But I would like to single out a handful of those seniors. We had his first year out for track and field, Judah Johnson, just did a great job for us. Harlan Kasowitz, Jerry Miguel, RJ Salvador, Jackson Ernst, And of course, and then the girls, we had Delaney Hansen and Abby Humphrey, who have been with us for years. You know, them were pretty much a lot of our sprinters. 100, 200, 4x2, 4x1s, 4x4s. They took care of all of that business for us in those, out of those 18 events, and just did a great job. And of course, then we had our throwers, AJ Morgan, who's a senior, and then followed by his brother Greg, Derek Bonga, Ian Schlayer. It was just a great group of kids. And yeah, tipping off what you said, those kids don't always get the recognition, because yes, they were standouts. As far as I'm concerned, everyone on my team is a standout, because you can take a kid, no matter what they give to our program, they are very, very important and vital to us, and we need each and every one of them. Otherwise, we don't have our program. And track and field is really a game of numbers. You got to have enough kids out to fill all 18 events, right, to help you really in the team scoring. And yes, track is an individual sport, but it's also very much a team sport. And we stress that very much. And we're always excited when we do get a lot of kids out, because we know we need them. And then, more importantly, to get wonderful, well-rounded student athletes out that make our job so much fun. And it's fun. That's important.
Yeah, and it's so unique. We've talked about this before, about the conference being so tough, and you do the whole season kind of gearing up for conference and regionals. Conference is just such an elite standard with all the teams in there. It's just a very high level. Regionals are still tough, but probably come down just a little notch, and then sectionals, you're right back up, yep, to that high level again. So there's a lot of emotional swings in there and preparation, and it's all a building process through the year, right?
Exactly. And another thing I'd like to add is, yes, conference was a little tough on us. We did have our standouts down there who performed very well. And then regionals, we did an exceptional job down there at Phillips last Monday. We got, what are we out of? There were 20, we were represented in 18 events, and I believe we had 20 kids through to sectionals off of our team between our boys and girls. And that's really, you know, a great showing for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, we have a couple of qualifiers. Like we said, Robert, we're going to get you first of all. Robert Chinnebeck, who was a senior and qualified in the 110 hurdles. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in this morning. I was looking at the sectional results in there. That was a pretty tight finish you had at the end to make it, wasn't it? Did you know when you finished that you got it, or was it...
I had no clue.
You had no clue?
I guess I was just looking forward the whole race, and I mean, that lean is kind of... I leaned at the end, and that's kind of what got me through, but at the end, I went to Coach Mary right away, and she was like, unsure. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knew, but... So we went right away, looked for the results, wait to see if I made it through top four.
Six 100ths of a second, I think it was,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was.
That it was. Now, is that something that's photoed, or is it just...
they have that all photoed.
They do that photo finish, so
yes.
You were leaning just a little bit more, huh?
Yep.
That's fantastic. Is this your first time at state, Robert?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So when you started your senior season, did you think you had a shot at this event or others, or was the 110 hurdles kind of your thing there?
It was either this or the 300 hurdles. One of the two I really wanted to go in. I guess at the beginning of the year, though, I knew right away that my mindset was getting to state, and I knew I could do it. So all year I just worked hard and pushed myself to get here.
Hurdles, Mary, hurdles is unique because track is hard enough, the conditioning and all that stuff. And now we're jumping over stuff. And just one little mistake, we talked with Coach Olson yesterday, one of their runners clipped a hurdle and was going to be a state qualifier. Just that little thing, it's really... a unique talent like Robert to really want to do the hurdles, right?
Yeah, that would have been Hayden. And yes, him and Robert duked it out all season.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that, when they hit the hurdles or whatever. But yeah, hurdles are very, very hard. A lot of kids don't want to do them. But that is the event. Them specialized events, them are the ones to kind of go after, unless you really have the talent in like regular running events. But... hurdles are tough, and you really got to focus on a lot of different aspects of that event.
Right. Now, the 300s are the lows. 110s are the highs, right?
Yes.
Yes. These are the high hurdles. So sometimes if you're around the track, take a look at the high hurdles. I did that years ago, and I'm just like, I don't even know if I can get over that anymore. I mean, it's not easy. It's about form, isn't it, Robert, for those high hurdles?
Yes, the high hurdles. I mean, if you need to be fast, but you can be fast and have not good form, and you won't do that well.
Yeah. So it's a... What is it, a hurdle, 1, 2, 3, or how many steps typically are you looking for in between the hurdles?
3 or 4 is usually high school.
Okay, all right.
As you see, and I guess that's for all levels, is you want to have 3 or 4 steps.
Yeah, I was introduced to that as a young kid because my older brother, who's 5 years older than me, went to state way back in like 1980 in the 110 high hurdles. And I watched him go over those and just like, I don't think I can do that. Yeah. But he was kind of that you have to not only be athletic and train, but you have to kind of have that desire maybe to be just a little bit smarter, a little bit better than the next person and how you handle that race, right, Mary?
Exactly. It is all timing. And a lot of it is in your start, too, of how you're coming out of the blocks. And Robert has worked extremely hard to improve his blocks, coming out, getting set. Basically, yeah, you think it's only 110s, but you have to pace yourself, be smooth, glide over those. And you do see a lot of the really good hurdlers. They're clipping the hurdles as they go. At the state meet, you'll hear it go...
Yeah,
they're hitting their ankle.
It's legal for a hurdle to go down, right? It's just a matter of whether you got to go over it.
You have to go over it.
If you clip it, no penalty, but obviously it slows you down a little bit.
Exactly.
Hopefully not too much. All right, Robert, so when is your, you have a preliminary and then hoping to make the finals. When is your preliminary?
Friday, so tomorrow. The running events start at 3. It'll be sometime after that. I guess I'm not too sure, but... I know. I just got to get down there, warm up, and then I'll be ready.
All right.
Assuming around 4, hopefully.
4:30. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And they run 2 different preliminary heats?
Yes, there's 2 heats.
And then the top, 8?
Top 9 go to the finals.
We'll go to the finals.
Is it 10?
I think it's 10.
I think it's 10 now. Unless they keep lane 1 open, I'm not 100% sure with those.
So
years ago, it was 9. It might be 10
So you could finish 5th or 6th in your heat and still be in the finals, depending on what happens.
It's all on time then, yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, good luck, Robert. Great accomplishment to make it to state to wrap up your senior year. Let's get Autumn over here. Autumn Mikulski, a veteran of the radio. Autumn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I don't ever want to say, Mary, you did what was expected, but... You're one of the most elite runners, and at any point along the line, did you feel a pressure? You went the 800, 1600, 3200. At any point along the line, did you feel the pressure of that expectation at all? Or?
No. I mean, like, personally, myself, I, like, that type of pressure comes from myself internally, but it just fuels me, and, like, it's more like adrenaline, if that makes sense. And, like, lining up, I have confidence in my skills and my abilities, so it's like, because I've done it quite a bit, so it's just like just like a, not a walk around the park, but like, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like I know what I'm capable of. Yeah,
you train enough.
Yeah,
you know what you can do. Now you are state, obviously, last year. How many state titles do you have, Autumn?
I have 3.
Two? You have three?
Well, two in track.
Two in track. 3 total.
And cross country.
Yep.
Okay. And you hold the state record in one of the events I saw. Which one is that?
The 800.
So, what are your goals this year? Clean sweep, or what are your personal goals?
I mean, like, the clean sweep would be really awesome. Just to compete at that high level is my main goal, and I guess continue something, like, just have a good showing for Schwamigan, and kind of, like, I guess another thing for me is, like, to kind of show that Division 3 is just as good as Division 1. I think for a long time there's always been, like, not a stigma, but, like, the idea that Division 1 runners are better than D3, and I think, like, that's slowly changing to where, like, everyone on all divisions are competing equally. So I think that's really cool at the high school level.
Yeah. Is there any, now you've obviously, you ran in the elite a few weeks ago, so you've seen a lot of the top runners around the state. Is there any one, because I looked at the times and there's some other girls in there that are right where are, even a little better. Is there any one that you're just like, all right, this is my, I'm going to get her this time.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. I guess I've never raced many of the girls on that list, but I think everyone that's on there and in those heat sheets are like real good competition that will just push me to my best time, 100%.
Right. Well, Mary, anytime someone goes in three events like this, 800, 1600, and 3200, it sometimes becomes a test of endurance through that.
Absolutely.
Because that's very trying for really a 24-hour, less than a 24-hour period you're running
all three races.
It's
a very
right?
hard feat to do that, and that's why you don't see very many athletes actually doing like three, especially the three distant opens. You might see it in the 100, the 200, maybe the 400, or, you know, as we were talking before the interview, Joel, most of the people who do like a triple like that will do like the mile, the 2 mile, and a relay, or, you know, or two relays and an open. They run in three events, but they mix it up differently. Doing the three open distance events, that is a tremendous challenge.
All right.
And Autumn has proven that she's very capable of doing it. And just to tip off, going back at whatever comment she made earlier, biggest thing is Autumn really believes in herself. She's put in the work, the time, all the energy and effort to make herself one of the best in the whole state and country. And she believes in herself as we believe in her, that when she goes and she takes that starting line, we really believe that, you know what, she's going to leave it on that track and give it everything she can. Her ability, she's put herself in that position and done it enough right. to know, you know what, I'm confident, I got this.
All right, so Friday we run the 8 and the 16, and then Saturday will be the 3,200 meter run. And as many people know, you're headed off to Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, Cowboys, is it? Cowboys, to run track cross country next year?
Yep.
All right. So I don't know how ready you are to go from Wisconsin to Oklahoma. So I thought I'd give you a little Oklahoma
gosh.
Are you ready now? Oklahoma trivia to send you off. This is the final time probably that we'll talk to you, okay? So just a couple quick questions about Oklahoma, all right? Okay, Oklahoma, alligators, yes or no? Are there alligators in the state of Oklahoma?
Mary says yes, so I'm going to go with yes.
You got it. All right. Yes, you will find alligators.
I said I think so.
That might be your biggest adjustment right there. Okay, so famous people from Oklahoma, okay? Yes or no? You tell me whether they're from Oklahoma or not, okay? Garth Brooks, yes or no?
No.
No, that's wrong. He is from Oklahoma. Garth Brooks is. Beyonce, Oklahoma, yes or no?
No, she's from Texas.
Okay, you got that right. And Brad Pitt, actor, Oklahoma, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, very good, very good. Final Oklahoma question. Oh, the average temperature in Oklahoma in January, I'll give you 5 degrees either way, all right? Average high temperature state of Oklahoma in January.
In January?
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, like, oh gosh, like 35 to 40.
Close enough, 48.
That's
a little colder than what I thought it would be. So that's going to be an adjustment for you, isn't it, going to Oklahoma?
Yeah, for sure.
But what about the program? What led you to decide to go to Division I Oklahoma?
I guess, like, for me, I felt like there I could really flourish as a student and as an athlete, and the people there are really supportive, and I don't know, I think I just needed to kind of get out of like the Wisconsin atmosphere and just experience something really different. And academically, Oklahoma fit me really well, but also it just fit me as a person. So it felt like my home. Like, I was sad when I had to leave, so that was a good sign.
And
so,
didn't you say you liked the community from what, on your visit, and the city itself?
The city itself.
She said
it's smaller.
Smaller, and like it would be perfect for her to fit right into that.
Yeah.
Right. So one final question, because when you get tremendous athletes like yourself, there's always something that has to drive you to the next. What's next, right? So what are you looking at in college, Olympics, whatever? What is, as you think about your future and goals, what are you looking at? What drives you?
Well, I guess what drives me is myself. I just have always kind of had dreams to do big things, and I've just silently tried putting in that work, and just try to remain humble and gracious for the opportunities I've been given here. And I guess, like, Yeah, I guess a driving factor down there is I want to hopefully bring home a national championship to help for their team, for cross country, and just make a statement as best as I can, and continue to do what I have wanted to do for so long.
Yeah,
which is run.
Olympic dream someday.
That's definitely on the bucket list.
Yeah, next a step past maybe.
Well,
it's been so much fun to watch you, Autumn, from your small days of you being in the library with my wife at St. Anthony's, and just seeing you advance on as an athlete. It's just been so incredible to watch you. So congratulations, not only on your accomplishments, but everybody I talked to says you're just such a nice person individually. And so we wish you the best at track and in college, and we'll be tracking you going to NCAA and seeing how you're doing. So congrats. And Robert, likewise, congrats on your accomplishment. Enjoy your time down there at State.
Thank you.
Among all the great athletes. And Mary, always a fun time to revisit with you. I get to see the grandkids in here too.
Oh yeah.
And always a fun time. I know you always dream of having a big busload of kids going to State, but some years it's two and some years it's 20, and you just take what
exactly whatever this is how get, it right? ended up this year. And you know, I couldn't be more proud of Robert and Autumn. We knew Autumn was going to get through for sure, but with Robert, it was just such a gift that we got down there when he ran so well in those hurdles and qualified to State. We're just so proud of him. And I do want to say one more thing on a runner I forgot earlier. Jarrett Heckeldorf, sophomore, you probably know him. Mm-hmm. He did a tremendous 800. He PR'd by 7 seconds and missed going to State in that 800 by less than a second. Mm-hmm. And he was in the first heat. We really believe if he would have been in that second heat, he could have, you know, just like Robert said, he got it in the lean, that Jarrett could have gotten through.
Yeah.
So we do have that to look forward to through. We're building our program. It's going to be a loss losing these two for sure, because they're excellent, excellent role models and good students. But I guess, well, as I say, they have to move on to bigger and better things, and they got a great future ahead of them, as do all of our seniors that we're losing. But I just would like to wish everyone from our area teams that qualified for State good luck down there. We'll probably run into them. And then I'd also like to thank my two coaches, Coach Sammy and Coach Brandon, for the awesome job that they do helping out with all of the events that need to be coached, and just for their dedication for this great sport of track and field.
Well, the old Park Falls Cardinals were always known for basketball, and I think it's safe to say that Shawamigan is known for track and cross country, and that's a lot to do with you, Mary. So thanks you for all you do for the program.
Thank you so much
kids.
For saying that, Joel. That's very interesting you said that. We had our awards banquet Tuesday night up at the high school, and it was awesome. It was so, so fun and rewarding, and I actually did bring that up. I said, you know, out of all the sports in our school, it was Shawamigan and track and field that are the only ones who got any kids through the State or teams through representing Shawamigan. And that means a lot to me as a coach. And I hope to our community, everyone who is listening, and to all these kids, how hard they work. And it's they're tough sports, Joel. As you know, we were talking about it. They're tough. And these kids, they do it and they come through and they represent at the highest level.
Yeah, well, your passion bleeds, it flows right through into the kids, so they see your passion, so it really drives them. So, all right, have a great weekend in lacrosse. Have fun. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much, Joel.
Good to see you. Talking with the Shawamigan track coach, Mary Patterson, and State qualifiers Robert Schinnebeck and Autumn Mikulski.
Saving money on outdoor storage solutions when you shop at Menards. Protect vehicles, boats, or outdoor equipment with a VersaTube storage building. They're made with durable galvanized steel and quick-slip frame connections for an easy, do-it-yourself assembly. View our entire selection of VersaTube storage buildings today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and view all of the great deals happening at Menards this week.
Save big money at Menards. With Verizon, now everyone can get our best phone deals.
Even if I'm new?
Even if you're new.
What if I've been with Verizon forever?
Oh, yeah. You see, new and existing customers get the amazing iPhone 15 with tons of storage on us. With any iPhone trade-in, any model, any condition. Guaranteed with Unlimited Ultimate.
Here's one. What if?
That's a yes. There's a deal out there for everyone. Only at Verizon. $829.99, 128 gigabyte only device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan. Minimum $90 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in terms apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 75 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. A few scattered thunderstorms after midnight, 52. Tomorrow, cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high right around 70. We're back to 74 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. At up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Boulder Junction is a one-of-a-kind place to experience great adventures, white deer sightings, camping, biking trails, fishing, quaint retail businesses, lodging, and unique up north dining. Explore Boulder Junction by visiting this fine business.
Camp Holiday Campground, a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find paved bike trails, lake sports, fishing, a clean swimming beach, camp lodge, new playground, the cleanest bathrooms, flush toilets, showers, and there's even a laundromat. Come for a weekend. Come for a week. Come with a tent, RV, or motorhome. Everyone is welcome. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods where you'll be amazed and go home saying, that was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for daily rates. Camp Holiday Campground on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior